Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Andrew Hunt, as Dr. Faircloth already said. I'm going to talk about the effects of starter fertilization, nitrogen placement, and tillage on growth and net yield of cotton. To begin with, starter fertilizers can enhance early season growth and vigor, promote earlier fruiting, and possibly increase yields. Yields of no-till and strip-tilled cotton are comparable to those of conventionally planted cotton. And there are multiple nitrogen sources that are available for cotton fertilization, even from placement methods. And there's also limited data available for nitrogen placement and conservation tillage settings. Guthrie, Stewart, and Edmondson data suggests that nitrogen-phosphorus starter fertilizer application can increase yield and plant stands in some years. Hutchinson Howard author suggests that starter fertilizer responses in no-till and conservational till was essentially the same, but their data was inconsistent and responses to starter fertilizers varied. For nitrogen placement, data suggests that no one source of nitrogen for fertilization is superior to others. And Howard and others data suggest that broadcasting nitrogen was a satisfactory application method for no-till cotton, and injecting nitrogen as UAN did not increase yields. The objectives of these studies were to determine if cotton response to starter fertilizers differs between three tillage methods, to determine if starter fertilizer provides any agronomic advantage, and finally to determine which nitrogen application method optimizes nitrogen use in terms of lint yield in strip till and no till. Two experiments were conducted, one for starter fertilizer and another for nitrogen placement. The research was conducted at the Upper Coastal Plains Research Station in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, in 2006 and 2007. The variety Delta Pine 455 Bollgard Roundup Ready was planted with 38-inch row spacing in May 2006 and 2007. For the starter fertilizer test, there were three tillage types, conventional, strip-till, and no-till, and there were two types of starter fertilizers, an 1137 and a 30% nitrogen. For the 1137, it was applied to each tillage type and replicated four times, and there was 15 pounds of nitrogen acre applied and 22 pounds of elemental phosphorus applied. For the 30% nitrogen, it was applied also to each tillage type and was replicated four times at 15 pounds of nitrogen acre. There was also a non-treated control where there was zero starter fertilizer added for each tillage method and was also replicated four times. For the 1137, it was surface banded at the time of planting, and the 30% nitrogen was applied as a dry application by hand after planting at the rate of 267 pounds of nitrogen an acre. The experimental design was a split-block Latin square design with four applications, and the statistical analysis was performed with mixed model ANOVA and mean separated by Fisher's projected LSD at P less than or equal to 0.05. For the nitrogen placement study, there were two tillage types, strip-till and no-till. There were eight different end placement methods: broadcast dry at 30%, knifing 8 inches from the row, knifing 12 inches from the row, dribbling 8 inches and 12 inches from the row, a drop nozzle, end placed under the hood, and end post directed. 80 pounds of nitrogen an acre was used for each placement. The dry form of nitrogen was ammonium nitrate, and the all liquid forms were 30% UAN. The broadcast end was applied by hand, similar to the starter fertilizer, and the UAN applications were applied with a CO2 backpack sprayer with multiple nozzle types to create different placement scenarios. The experimental design was a split-pluck design with four applications. The statistical analysis performed using ANOVA and mean separation with Fisher's LSD at P less than or equal to 0.05. Now for the results. For the starter fertilizer, there was a main effect, tillage main effect for lint yield in 2007, but not for 2006. As seen here, in 2006, there's not a significance in yield for any of the tillage types, but in 2007, we see that both of the conservation tillage systems yielded significantly lower than the conventional tillage systems. The lint yield for starter types combined over both years shows that there is not a significance in yield difference for using any starter fertilizer or compared to not using starter fertilizer at all. There was a starter fertilizer by tillage interaction in 2006. As seen in the conventional tillage method, we have a significant increase in yield by using the P-based starter fertilizer, the 1137, and a slight increase using the 30% N, but in the strip-till and no-till, there is no significant increase in yield by using any starter fertilizer. We also see that in the conventional tillage system, similar thing that no-till and the strip-till yielded higher than the conventional when no starter fertilizer was used, but when 30% and 1137 are added, the yields are very comparable. There was a starter fertilizer by tillage interaction in 2007 as well. In 2007, the conventional yields did not change regardless of starter fertilizers used or not used. For strip-till, there was a reduction for 30%, and no-till, there was a reduction for 30% as well. So we're getting a reduction in yields by using the 30% N as compared to the 1137. We're seeing the same thing here, but now we're seeing that for the no-till, there's a significant decrease in yield for each type, the 0, the 30% N, and the 1137. Especially in the 30% N, we see a reduction in overall yields in both the no-till and the strip-till compared to the conventional. In 2006, there is an early season height response to the P-based starter fertilizer, but there is not to the 30% starter fertilizer. In 2007, there is not a response to either one that's significant for the 0, 1137, or the 30%. No other data recorded for this study had any significant response to starter fertilizer, so that includes height to node ratio and quality parameters. For the nitrogen placement and lint yield in the no-till system in 2006, there is not a significant change in yields by using any of the different nitrogen placements except for the hooded application. The hooded application yielded significantly lower, and in fact, it's much, much lower than expected for this test. For the strip-till, it's a little different. We're all over the board, and broadcast yields the best, but it's not significantly better than knifing 12 inches or dribbling 12 inches or post-direct in placement. But again, hooded placement is significantly lower, and it's much lower than what we would have expected for this study. For nose above white flower in 2006, we see that the hooded application matures much faster than the other nitrogen placement methods. For the strip-till, it's the same thing. The hooded application matures much faster, and it's again all over the board with the nodes above white flower that we're getting for the other placement in strip-till. Here we see in 2006, this is the hooded application. You can kind of tell in this picture that there it looks like it's nitrogen stressed or something's wrong. This is the hooded application, and it's not an anomaly for this particular plot. It's like this across the board. This is a pretty large study, so you can't see the rest of them. But next door here and behind, they're all the same study, and you can see that they all look very good as compared to the hooded application. We don't know what caused this. We went back and checked everything, and this is just what we ended up with. For 2007, there's not a significant difference in yield for the no-till, and there's not really any change seen in 2007. The same can be in strip-till in 2007. There's not a significant difference in yields. Conclusions of this study is that tillage can influence lint yield in some years. The use of starters may be more important in conventional tillage systems in some years. Tillage may have more influence on yield when no starter fertilizer is used. A P-based starter fertilizer, the 1137, may enhance early season growth compared to N-only starters. An in-placement may be more important in strip-till than in no-till systems. Finally, at least in this study, we found that hooding nitrogen may reduce nodes above white flower and lint yield in some years. Here's a literature cited that was used in this talk. I'd like to thank Dr. Edmondson, my advisor, Consuelo Arellano for statistical help, Jamie Lanier, our technician, Guy Collins, Gary Hamm, Ranjit Riar for field help, and Matt Schmidt as well. Thank you, and I'll take any questions you have at this time. Yes?
What irrigation, is that irrigation? I mean, y'all activate your nitrogen, is that dry land or irrigated ground there?
For the most part, it was dry land. It was irrigated slightly. We don't have much to irrigate there. They, you know, the corn gets preference over us. So I think we got it irrigated one time through the entire season for 2007. Yeah, 2006 was a fairly good year for us, and we had pretty good yields for 2006. I think we had adequate rainfall, especially when we put out that nitrogen. We had a good amount of rainfall right after we applied the nitrogen. For 2007, it was very dry this year, and I don't think we got much of a response. Yes?
Did y'all try to guess or anything why in the conventional conservation tillage system, why
I'm not really sure why the starter fertilizer would decrease yields in 2007. I think we thought about that it could be possibly that since it was so dry, the starter fertilizer may have sat there, and the nitrogen was not changing over to a usable form to the plant. It may have burned the seed. Other than that, we're not really sure why it would have reduced yield.
No other questions?
Thank you, Andrew.